Hello, I am Jeremy O'Shea, and I am a high school shop teacher in Sooke, BC, in Canada. I'm currently taking a master's course at UVic, specifically EDCI 572 with Dr. Verena Roberts. The course is Development and Implementation of the Curriculum in Digital Learning Contexts. Today's theme will be critical thinking, problem solving, and decision making. I'll specifically be talking about what kinds of digital tools promote and encourage critical thinking, how does critical thinking influence narratives and perspectives, and I'll follow that up with the tech of the week. To start, what kinds of digital tools promote and encourage critical thinking? Well, as a shop teacher, technology education focuses heavily on design and the design process that requires heavy critical thinking. Students must find a problem, research, find solutions, plan, create, test and evaluate, and improve as needed on their designs. Of course, good design requires a lot of considerations and critical thinking on the part of the designer. It can be challenging with my students, especially because they're learning to come up with unique designs at a high school age. They really do like to copy things they see and maybe not think out of the norm, and it can be very difficult to break them out of the habits, those habits. So it is having access to the internet is a great help in helping them find ways to break their first instinct. There are a lot of digital tools out there that can be used to promote critical thinking. It is just a matter of using them creatively and effectively. For example, you can use digital storytelling like I have been doing in this particular course I'm taking right now, and you could do things like using video recording and similar technology to make how-to videos to reinforce learning. These tools force students to really think about what they're doing and present it in a coherent manner for others. An example of that would be like a student putting together an instructional, like, I just made this project and this is how you could do it too, kind of video, and doing step by step, basically recreating the instructions in a visual guide. It reinforces the learning and shows exactly what they learned and gives others the opportunity to give what they did a try and potentially get feedback. There are reflection activities you could do, like using Google Docs can be used to journal their work, reflect on their learning, show the progress they make, and document sources. This document can then be shared with the teacher or others for critique. That is extremely handy. I've done similar things like that in my electronics robotics class to document the work that they have done in their groups so that others can see what is expected of them as they go through their project. You could use discussion forums, communication programs like Slack or hypothesis.is. Can be used by students to discuss project ideas or other class-related information. I currently am using both of these programs. Slack I use with my course that I'm currently taking, and it's been very handy to stay in communication with groups and the class as a whole, or even just the teacher if I want to contact them individually, which is very handy. In our last class, the last class I took, we used Hypothesis and I did enjoy it to an extent. I found it a little confusing at times, but it is good for documenting or linking to quotes that you like from PDFs and things like that, or websites online, and being able to categorize them and bring them up relatively easy, which is nice for sure. It's a good organizing thing, and it could be used well for discussion. You can respond to other people's notes and things on there too, which is very helpful. And lastly, you can brainstorm using sites like MindMeister or Draw.io and other sites like that. They certainly aren't the only ones. They can be used to organize ideas and resources in a mind map or brainstorm format online in groups or individually. Now, how does critical thinking influence narratives and perspectives? Buchanan demonstrates in Wicked Problems in Design Thinking how when a designer used critical thinking, they were able to solve the problem for shoppers getting lost in a large store, I believe it was a department store, by placing identifiable items in prominent locations rather than rely on large signage that shoppers tended to ignore. By approaching the store's problem with a more critical examination beyond using signage to direct the shopper, the designer looked beyond the obvious and employed human psychology to better solve the store's lost shopper conundrum. I found this particularly interesting because the first thought is, well, if people need to know where to go, why don't you set up signs? And they found that that clearly wasn't working, and so it became the designer's problem to think outside of the obvious, out of the box, if you will, and sort of touch into a different field, maybe beyond what would be considered design, which is what Buchanan's paper is kind of all about, of how design in it of itself is an art and really does touch in a lot of different disciplines and requires a lot of knowledge of other disciplines to effectively be implemented. It's very interesting. In a more teaching aspect, teaching students to think critically and challenge everything can be difficult for parents and teachers who at times may not want their authority questioned. But it is important that students learn to think about things with curious minds and challenge what they don't understand. I can say that from my class, like, yes, I want my students to think critically. It's extremely important, and but there is a point where questioning everything can get tiresome, especially when sometimes it feels like it might not be appropriate. Like you're like, okay, just don't question me on this. I'm giving you the right answer here. But at the same time, you want to foster that critical thinking and question everything, sort of, it almost sounds like a rebellious attitude, question everything. But it's a good way to approach life and especially the online world. So critical thinking can also destroy poorly constructed alternative facts or things being passed off as facts. When employed properly in the search of truth online, i.e. news, science, research, politics, etc. In this day and age, a lot of even what this course is about, a lot of the time is using the internet in a way that is constructive and not just believing everything you read on there, and using the resources, the technology, and websites you have at your disposal to find the truth and find the strongest narrative that makes the most sense. It can also be used to find truths by thinking through and assessing all the options at hand and following through on the best ones available. For example, Mark L. Nolan demonstrates in his TED Talk how to separate fact and fiction online, how he used the internet to find a person who was attached to a video of a weather event that had been claimed to have recently happened. By using phone registries and Google Maps, he was able to find the original video poster and contact them for questioning. He himself, I believe, is a reporter, and he was hoping to get I guess, the scoop on a story of a video he found, but he wanted to make sure that it was legitimate and not just from a different time or from a completely different place. And so being the good reporter he is, he tracked this person down using online tools, which is very impressive, in a very clever and critical thinking kind of way. He didn't just like, oh, well, all I got is their name online. I don't know what to do now. I can't find it just from a quick search. He was like, okay, I got their name. What area does it say it's from? Okay, there's seven people that go by that name in that area. Let's break it down. Okay, I could contact all seven. I could find out where all seven live. Okay, well, In the video, I can see the house that it happened in. Are there, did any of these people live in a house that looked like that? Oh, yes, one does. Hooray. I know to contact this person. It's very clever. And the kind of critical thinking that we hope to get out of our students. And that brings me to the tech of the week. This week is draw.io. It's an online app for flowcharts, diagrams, and more. It can save directly to Google Docs, OneDrive, or if you want to have it more permanently on your hard drive. It's very handy for working with a group to create very quick diagrams or brainstorm, that sort of thing. And the outro music you are hearing right now is Canada by Picture of the Floating World. Thank you for listening and have a great week. Thank you.